Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, Saved by Jesus, Go and Save Others.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one who among you is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, April 2nd, was the 17th anniversary of the death of Pope St. John Paul II. It caused me to reflect again on his life since, at that time, I was working in Rome in 2005, and I actually attended his funeral. So I reflected a lot on his life. To me, one of the most memorable aspects of John Paul II was his forgiveness of the man who shot him four times in St. Peter's Square on May 13, 1981. Perhaps you remember that. While still miraculously recovering in the hospital, Pope John Paul II forgave Mehmet Ali Akka, asking us to pray for my brother whom I sincerely forgive. 2 years later, John Paul II visited Akka in prison, sought his pardon by the Italian government, and actually became friends with him and his mother and family. Akka wrote to Pope John Paul II, a farewell letter in February 2005, just 2 months before the Pope died. Can you or I forgive like Pope John Paul II? In today's gospel, Jesus is being tested by accusers of an adulteress who should be put to death according to the law, Moses' law. But typically, Jesus practices his new law of love and mercy. In the book of Exodus, the finger of God wrote the law on tablets for Moses. But Jesus uses his finger to seemingly write the new law in the dirt. We don't really know what he was writing, but it's as if to say anyone who is innocent can kill her. The new law. No one. No death penalty by Jesus, who saves sinners and does not allow them to be killed. While I was working in Rome, there was a major campaign against the death penalty that was inaugurated in 1999, just at the time of the Jubilee year. With leadership of the United Nations, the Italian government, Sant'Egidio Catholic Community, an organization called Hands of Cain, Amnesty International, and yes, the Vatican. This campaign celebrates, even today, each time a convict is spared execution, or when a country state abolishes the death penalty. And it does so by lighting up the Roman Colosseum with bright golden lights for 48 hours. It really is dazzling to see. The Colosseum, you know, is a symbol of 400 years of death sentences during the Roman Empire, with 1,000 runaway slaves or prisoners of war slaughtered each year for those 400 years, as damnatio ad bestias, thrown to the lions. So then at least 400,000 were executed for sport and entertainment in the Colosseum. Those who tested and tricked Jesus eventually succeeded in having him crucified, one of the Roman Empire's cruelest means of capital punishment. Yet he taught us from the cross itself how to forgive our enemies. But can we? Jesus is testing us today. Can we forgive others? Having been saved by Jesus ourselves, we who are sinners, can we go and forgive and help save others?